Big Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station, 888-429-0941. We got a whole bunch of folks checking in. What we got on text?
I helped somebody who was injured in a car accident one time. They didn't make it. The family tried to sue me for, quote, practicing medicine without a license. What the hell? Never again.
Whoa.
Wow. Lawsuit. Wow. Let's see. Darren Johnson, you're an attorney. You're on the phone. What's up, man?
Good morning, Freak Show.
Good morning. Now, when you see this kind of case, what jumps out at you first?
Well, being a good citizen, first of all.
Okay, so doing the right thing morally is a part of this whole thing. So taping it probably isn't priority one.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, look, if you are called as a witness to criminal court to serve as a witness, you have to show up. If you're subpoenaed and there's a trial going on and you're subpoenaed to come to court to say what you saw, you have to show up. You can't just say, I don't want to show up.
This world that we're in, we tape things first. You know, we look for the footage instead of looking for the right thing to do. That's just a thing now. But as far as him not engaging, morally it's wrong. But does it feel like that charge stands up in a criminal, like, pursuit? Like, I mean, they want to charge him with not engaging in offering medical help.
Well, I don't think so, because in Florida, you don't have a duty to help unless you start to help. It's called Good Samaritan law.
Yeah, so, once you start, you can't just stop and quit.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly.
I do know that.
That's when you are for sure in trouble. But it looks like they charged him with refusing.
Lying to law enforcement, refusing medical treatment to a victim, and
deleting.
Also him deleting the video. That was like tampering with evidence.
Yes, that yes, because now he has evidence that he has of a crime. I don't know, and I haven't seen the whole story. But did he see the shooting?
No, he didn't shoot that.
He
didn't see that. He ran out while after it had already happened and saw the guy on the ground.
Then that may not be that may not stick either.
Yeah, I know. Now, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but I do watch SVU. So now, wouldn't they be able to say, because he had a purview of everything that was around, as far as who was around for 43 minutes, and they want to see that because they may be able to have some sort of investigative kind of, you know, power or some kind of evidence there?
Well, yeah, if he has that 43 minutes of everything that happened and started and where this altercation came from, that's potentially, yeah,
I don't have the shooting, but I have who was out there. I have what they were saying because they heard him talking to the guy, so they've heard conversations. He deleted a lot of that stuff, so maybe that's the evidence they're talking about, not the shooting, but the fallout after.
More than likely so,
yeah. Yeah,
more than likely so.
I told y'all, see, man, y'all ain't got to go to law school. Just watch SVU a little bit. Hey, Darren, I appreciate it, man. Darren Johnson, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This is insane, dude, because people out there taping and don't realize that they could be charged if it goes left. You're now involved.
And you also don't realize that your recording is essentially evidence.
Right.
So hitting
because
delete.
Because you're talking loose.
Yeah.
You're talking to the dude who may have done it. You don't know. But now in the court, well, he was talking to someone else, and you're like, damn, I'm on tape.
Yeah.
You know, like it, before you think about it, you're in deeply involved in it. There's the dude who shot him.
Right.
There's the dude who got shot.
Uh-huh.
And there's the dude taping it. There's only three of y'all involved now.
I can't believe that he took that long to do a Facebook Live video of 43 minutes. It kind of shows you where society is at these days.
I saw a Chicago shooting where they shot the dog. I mean, I'm the good 20 minutes of it, you're listening to the person die.
Ugh.
You're listening to all the screaming. You're listening to the sirens headed in. You hear them stop. You hear the officer ask her what's going on. And you hear him bubbling with blood and everything else. I mean, you hear the entire whole diatribe because they forgot to turn it off.
Yeah.
A lot of people are texting and reminding about the case where there were kids that videotaped the man drowning. He was a disabled man, like drowning. I think this was last year. And
yeah, I remember
it was
that.
Five teens, and they all ended up getting
charged.
They
were laughing at him and not helping. They didn't call 911. They just recorded
it. And they're charged for not helping.
Yep.
Somebody's drowning.
Well, yeah, I get it. Former lifeguard.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to go out there and drown.
At least call.
But if I'm Joe Q Public, I don't know. I mean, I'm laughing. I'm a bad person. I'm going to hell. But I don't know how to swim like that.
Yeah, but I don't think they even called anybody.
They didn't call anybody.
They just videotaped it.
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they found the body
later. Always thought I was doing the right thing because I'm a good person. I ain't know I was saving myself from going to jail.
Recording somebody dying that's never a good thing. It's never okay. That's immoral. It's awful.
Unless that thing blow up online.
No.
But there's a part of it that the person who has that footage that now is used by everybody on the news gets paid. You get something. That's why people running around with cameras like crazy. I mean, Rodney King's video, they ain't run over there and stopped them officers.
No, I didn't.
That video is in movies, and they get paid every time that movie is that video clip is shown.
That's crazy.
The people who videotaped that, and that was old cameras. That wasn't even on a phone.
Money over life.
I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying there are a lot of people out there who like, let me catch this footage and be the only one with it.
Just for those viral moments, just so you can potentially get paid,
What do I always say? If I'm getting killed by the deer, mm-hmm. and y'all catching the footage, put down a damn camera and come help me with this deer.
Yeah.
That's what I say. But again, there are people out there who like, man, this going to make it on America's Funniest Videos. Orlando getting his ass tore up by this deer. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, there's people out there who think that way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that criminal? Like I said, you're going to hell, but you're going to hell with big pockets.
Well, he has a lot of charges on him. I think that they just tack this one on. You should just know, like, that's just a normal thing. Like, I don't want to touch him, but I definitely need to call 911.
Right.
That's just common sense.
But
these
if
days.
I stay on the phone with 911, like maybe
I can't record.
Maybe the person next to me called, and I'm keeping this footage going because I'm making sure if this dude died, I ain't do it. I ain't do nothing. I got video footage. He died right there. You see all 43 minutes. We ain't touching.
And
we
nothing. I bet if that was the case, if somebody called and you're just videotaping, I don't think he'd be charged right now.
So he was the only dude out there with a phone.
He was the only one that had a chance to really help this guy for those 43 minutes.
And like you said in the article, you can bleed out easily. You could just die. They saved his leg.
No, I'm just, listen, I don't know if you could afford an attorney or what to be provided for you, but I've watched 16 seasons of Law & Order, so I might be able to defend you, Anthony, if you need a little help, bro. All right?
Orlando and the Freak Show.